Australian National Day has its roots in the country's colonial past. It marks the day when the first fleet of 11 British ships sailed into Port Jackson, with Governor Arthur Phillip raising the British flag in Sydney Cove on 26th of January 1788. Many Indigenous Australians regard it as Invasion or Survival Day. How has the meaning of Australia Day changed over time? This is what we're trying to find out. Well, Australia Day was first celebrated at a small gathering in Sydney in the early 19th century. Darwin-based historian Dr. Lisbeth Kwan is the author of the essay Celebrating Australia, A History of Australia Day. She explains the original purpose of January 26.
What was called First Landing Day or Foundation Day was to celebrate with a dinner in Sydney, the beginning in 1788 of British settlement in New South Wales. So they were concerned with the survival of the colony because it hadn't been easy and that it was centred on Sydney. They were celebrating growth and prosperity, the love of Australia, the land we live in, they called it, but also the love of what they termed the mother country, that is Britain.
Dr. Lisbeth Kwan says after post-World War II migration from Europe, there was a growing realization by the federal government they had to help all Australians relate with each other in a positive way.
There still had to be an acknowledgement that it had begun as a British settlement, but there was a greater urgency to acknowledge the contributions that were coming from all over the world, as well as from Indigenous, Aboriginal Australians. And so you find this growing attempt to balance celebration on Australia Day with reflection and education. So it saw quite a different side of Australia Day coming through.
In 1988, all states and territories agreed to hold Australia Day on January 26, and only in 1994, the day became a national public holiday. The National Australia Day Council oversees the celebrations and awards. Council CEO Chris Kirby shares the results of a 2016 study on what the day means to the people.
And it showed that what most people are celebrating on Australia these days is, you know, how lucky we are to live somewhere like Australia. It was really about bringing together friends and family to celebrate and to connect on the day. And a lot of people talked also about the freedoms that we have here in Australia, and particularly with a really high number of new Australians and recent migrants. I think that kind of real sense of, you know, opportunity and freedom is what people are really celebrating these days on Australia Day.
Contemporary Australia Day is celebrated differently across the nation. Chris Kirby says many Australians choose to spend the day with family and friends or by attending events.
Our national day isn't like the days that occur in other countries. It's very relaxed. It's very much that people can make of it what they want, from, you know, Aboriginal festivals of culture up in Coffs Harbour to, you know, huge multicultural parades down the centre of the Melbourne Central Business District to, you know, crazy, very Aussie outback events like thong throwing or cane toad racing. So there's a whole range of different events that happen on the day.
Citizenship ceremonies are also held on Australia Day, where new citizens make the Australian Citizenship Pledge. Chris Kirby says they celebrate our multiculturalism.
It's something that's been encouraged by the Department of Immigration, and it really is a way of us celebrating the multicultural society that we live in and the success of that multiculturalism, that all of us other than the first Australians are descendant from or have arrived from other countries. And I think that's, to me, a very apt way of marking our national day.
On Australia Day Eve, the Prime Minister awards outstanding citizens who have made a significant contribution to the community and country.
They've been running since 1960, and Originally, there was just the Australian of the Year, and now we actually have four awards. So there's the Australian of the Year, the Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year, and also the Local Hero. And really, the awards are, you know, all about celebrating the Australians that typify what we think Australia is about. You know, it's about that optimism, that tenacity that we see as part of Australian culture.
However, January 26th for many First Nations people represents Invasion Day or Survival Day, marking the start of British colonialism. Dr. Chelsea Bond is a Mundanjali and South Sea Islander Australian who lectures at the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies Unit of Queensland University. She says many Indigenous Australians don't celebrate on January 26th.
The fact that it is insisted that we celebrate a day which at worst has been a day of mourning for Indigenous people and at best a celebration of our survival in a world that was an intent on destroying our way of life. And I think that surely as a nation there is a better day, a more inclusive day where we all get to celebrate being part of this nation.
Chris Kirby acknowledges there are mixed feelings towards this day.
What's important is that Australia Day isn't about telling people how they should feel or whether they should get involved or whether they should celebrate. It really is, from our point of view, a day where people should choose how they want to mark the day. And it really is, for me, about reflecting on our past, but also celebrating where we are now. And I think increasingly about looking to what the future holds for the country.
In a bold move to include Indigenous Australians, the city of Fremantle recently sparked controversy by replacing the Australia Day festivities with a new event called One Day on January 28th. The council website states this decision came about in order to celebrate being Australian in a way that included all Australians. Dr. Chelsea Bond believes nationwide Australia Day festivities should also take place on another date.
The failure to change the date thus far, despite the calls by Indigenous people and many other Australians to change a date, I think it speaks to the relationship of power between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. It speaks to the position of Indigenous peoples in this country. It tells us where we sit in the nation's consciousness. With something still not talked about. The history that Indigenous Australians have experienced in this country is still something that this country prefers to keep quiet about.
Dr. Elizabeth Kwan says the day has become more reflective of today's Australian society.
As we've seen from the evolution of Australia Day, it has been a work in progress, and the day and governments have responded to the way Australian society has changed. Perhaps too slowly for some, but it is a work in progress. The more we can discuss and involve everybody in that discussion, the better.